News Radio 560 KPQ. This is The Agenda. I'm Kevin Rount, sitting in for Mr. Dave Bernstein, getting some well-deserved time off. And joining me right now is Debbie Gallagher, the Visitor Services Manager for Chelan PUD's Rocky Reach Discovery Center, and Casey Hall, the Project Manager, because there is a lot of change coming out your way. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you guys in.
Thanks.
So the Discovery Center is really going to go through some changes here. So I think the easiest thing to start off is what is changing at the Discovery Center, and maybe it's easier to describe what's not changing. But let's talk to you guys about what's changing.
So Casey, you want to take it?
Sure.
On? Okay.
Pretty much everything. like you said, it's probably easier to talk about what's not changing. So. The Discovery Center, formerly Visitor Center, we've gotten a great 50 years out of it. It was built in the early 60s. It was finished and went into use. And it's time to invest another, get another 50 years out of it, which is going to take some investment. We're going to go through everything, rehab the facility. It'll have a new finish inside, new mechanical and electrical systems. The heating and air conditioning systems will be changed out. All the electrical systems that are from the 60s will be changed. So it's gonna have a whole new look to it when it's done. Look the same on the outside, but the inside will be all new. Also, we're trying to get some more square footage because, as Debbie will talk about a little later, we're moving exhibits from these currently that are in the powerhouse in the Museum of the Columbia. Those are going to actually come over into the Discovery Center. And so we've need to do some changes of the inside of the building to make it fit for these exhibits. And also, along with that, we've got a new roof project we're doing for the balcony. If you've been out to the Discovery Center, you can walk out on a deck that's open. It looks down on the fish ladder. That's actually going to be covered and become outdoor exhibit space.
Oh, and imagine nicer to be outside in the middle of July and August.
Yes.
Discovered.
Right. The other thing that will be coming with this new look at the Discovery Center is our fish viewing area. That is absolutely going to be amazing. So fish viewing, and that will start this winter in January. And when we unwater the fish ladder, so we have new windows. They're at Rocky Reach. And these windows, it's going to look more like an aquarium than fish viewing. Yeah, the windows are going to go almost completely to the floor. They'll be about 1 foot off of the floor. It'll be perfect for the littles, for people with disabilities who are in wheelchairs or use walkers. And no longer will parents have to stand and hold their children up to look in the windows at the fish. They're going to be able to stand there and watch the fish pass. It's an amazing project. We've been working on that one for a few years now, so we're excited to see that come to fruition.
The backs and arms of parents everywhere are thanking you.
Yes, they are. It's going to be great. So a lot of great things are going to be happening out there, as Casey mentioned. But for right now, we want to invite everybody to come out to Rocky Reach right now because of the changes that are happening. There are going to be The Discovery Center is actually going to close October 31st, which we do every year. But we are going to be closed until the spring of 2021, until this large project is actually completed. So now is the time to come. The other thing that Casey and I really want to get out to the public, because the Museum of the Columbia has been such an icon for the Valley all these years, people still come. They love that museum. It's a great museum. But as Casey mentioned, we are going to take some of the items out of the Museum of the Columbia. They are going to go into the new Discovery Center. But the Museum of the Columbia, this is the last year that people can come and really enjoy that museum. That museum will close for good on November 1st. So the Discovery Center closes October 31st, but we're going to have a great opportunity and a program, an event, that we're calling A Night at the Museum Saying Goodbye on November 1st. And the public will be invited to that. So there will be more information coming out about it. But it's going to be a great night. Project managers are going to be there to visit with everybody, answer questions. We'll have a lot of our design concepts available for people to see what that new Discovery Center is going to look like. It's going to be a great night. So more is coming on that.
Why close the Museum of the Columbia?
Well, we're returning that part of the museum to the powerhouse. So, you know, Rocky Reach Dam is a critical infrastructure. So what we want to do is it's a large museum. There's a lot to do over there. We thought if we were going to do this, we were going to use a building that we already have, which would where we would have more control of the public and keeping them all in one area. But that doesn't mean we're not going to continue with tours, because we will. So even when we reopen in 2021, we will continue to have tours daily and hard hat tours on request. We don't do those the same day. There's just a process, and we have to get people available to lead those hard hat tours. But tours will continue throughout the day. The other great thing about closing the four-bay deck and the powerhouse to the public, so they don't have just their own free ability to come and go, is we're going to, and that will be led by tour guides, we are going to open up the door where the public used to be able to come and go from fish viewing, from that lower parking lot. That's going to reopen to the public as well. So that will be a great addition coming back to the public.
Return to what we...
Return it to how it used to be.
So it's going to be new, but there's also a little bit of old that's coming back.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So, and we're going to be open year-round. So that will be a great change and a real added feature for the public as well. So the Discovery Center is going to be exciting. It's going to be interactive. It's going to be a hands-on experience for people. When they come in, I mean, from just what we've seen and what we're really excited about is, where do we go first? So it'll be three floors filled with education, and it's all about the Columbia River.
It sounds awesome, and I love the idea of being open year-round, because I could imagine a field trip going there and some kid just loving it, going home going, Mom, we've got to go. And to be open in November or December,
right,
or January when the kids are in school, like, they can go then. Like,
yeah, that's right.
You're not kind of cramped and be like, well, okay, remind me in 4 months.
Right.
When they open again in April. Like, it's going to be beautiful. It sounds amazing. And the fish viewing, this aquarium thing, that sounds really cool. Because you've seen the pictures of the kids, I think, when they stand up like those big aquariums, those big glass windows, and they can just see.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I wanted to give kids the opportunity to walk up and actually look into the ladder and see the fish face to face, instead of being, you know, kind of leaning up or jumping, trying to get their shot at looking at the fish as they go by. So, it's been a long project up to this point. The windows actually came all the way from Japan, so it took about a year to get them, and they're sitting, as Debbie said, at Rocky Reach, ready to be installed this January.
How big a project is this? As you guys sort of sat down, obviously I'd imagine the time frame tells us some answer to that question, but how big a project is this?
As a time frame with the exhibits, we're looking at a probably 16-month window to do the work, so it's a big project for the district, as on a scale of what we do for structure, you know, buildings, that kind of stuff at the PUD. It's a big project for us.
Now, what about some of the programs that happen at the Discovery Center and the museum?
Oh yeah, thanks for bringing that up. That's important. I've had a lot of people asking about that. We will continue with all of our education programs next year. We're just going to do it a little bit differently. The Discovery Center will be closed. The powerhouse will be closed to the public. So Bob Bauer, who's our education specialist, he and I sat down, and we have our 2020 season all planned out. We're ready to go, but we're going to do it from our PUD parks. So we're going to take the show on the road. So a lot of the events that happen out at Rocky Reach, they'll continue to happen, and families, please be aware the Rocky Reach Park will remain open in 2020. The Rocky Reach Park will open March 1st, and it will close October 31st next year, just like it is this year. The park isn't going to change. So we've got our events all lined out. So River Power, it's a huge school program that we do each year. That will continue out at Rocky Reach. And our Summer Science Adventure Week. So we're just finishing with that today. We've had 2 weeks of Summer Science Adventure. Next year, we're going to do it for 4 weeks. But we're going to do each week in a different park. And all of that will be advertised. We'll let the public know. So that will continue, and it'll still be calling and signing up for it, just like it is now. But more people, we have such a long waiting list for people. The parents, they love our Summer Science Adventure, but we'll be able to accommodate more children next year because we're going to do it in different parks. We're going to take some of our activities up to Chelan. We'll have some down at Kirby Billingsley Hydro Park. We're going to go to Walla Walla Point Park. So all of that will still happen. Our big end-of-the-year event, our Fall Harvest Roundup, this year it's out at Rocky Reach, just like it's always been. In 2020, we're moving that to the Kirby Billingsley Hydro Park. So all of it will be advertised. We'll get all of the information out. Everybody can just follow us on Facebook or the PUD website, which is chelanpud.org. All of that will be listed, so all of it continues. Nothing is going to go away. In August of 2020, Bob and I are going to do an event that we're calling 15 Parks in 15 Days. So we're going to be really busy. So we are going to hit all of our PUD parks, including state parks. We'll partner with our state park friends, and we are going to take our education, and we like to call it edutainment, to the different parks, and we'll entertain the campers, and we'll be there for our Chelan County, well, even our Douglas County residents, you know. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'd imagine a little bit of corralling of kids when they're outdoors, but it's certainly going to be stimulating to their, like, they're going to just be like, this is awesome. I'm outside. Hopefully the weather's good.
All right. Yeah, the kids love it. They absolutely love Summer Science Adventure Week. I was talking with parents when they were bringing the children in this morning, and they said their kids have had an absolute blast this week coming to Summer Science Adventure. Bob Bauer does an outstanding job, along with our tour guides, corralling all of these kids and educating them on different topics. One thing I do want to make sure that our listeners are aware of, fish viewing, did we mention fish viewing's closing October 1st this year to prepare for those windows? So for fish viewing is awesome right now. Come out and see. We've got some huge summer Chinook coming through. Fish viewing will be great still in August and in September, but beginning October 1, fish viewing is closed until we reopen in 2021.
And we're talking with Debbie Gallagher, the Visitor Center Manager at the Chelan PUD Rocky Reach Visitor Center or Discovery Center, and Casey Hall, the Project Manager. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation. You're listening to The Agenda. I'm Kevin Rout, sitting in for Dave Bernstein.
The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
News Radio 560, KPQ 1251. Kevin Rounce here. I'm sitting in for Dave Bernstein this afternoon. On The Agenda, my guest, Debbie Gallagher, the Visitor Center Services Manager out at the Rocky Reach Discovery Center, and Casey Hall, the Project Manager, as they get ready to kind of shut down for a little while, revamp the whole thing, and make it a great experience starting in the spring of 2021. A couple things that we were talking about off the air we did not want to forget to mention, and that is, as you guys go through construction, you're going to provide a pretty cool opportunity for people to sort of follow along.
Yeah, on our Facebook page and also on our PUD website, you'll be able to, trying to do a like peek through the fence construction, being able to show people what's going on during the construction process. So we'll have updated videos similar to what Debbie's starting to put out for talking about the closure. We'll have updates on the construction and parts and pieces as we get new exciting things put in place that we'll update the websites and Facebook with, so people can get excited with us along the way.
It is kind of fun to watch the progress as it goes along.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
It is.
And you're also revamping the cafeteria, and we're going to have a really kind of cool ability for like a food type experience.
Yeah, so right now we have a cafe at the Discovery Center, if you've visited. We're going to remodel that along as part of this construction process. And with the roof project, we're going to have some really cool seating. So there's a part of it is the roof project will have a second level almost, similar to our, if you have been to the Discovery Center, you can walk upstairs and look out over the Lake Eniat and the tail race of Rocky Reach, but there's really no room up there to sit. You can just look at the banister or look off the railing and look at the sights. Well, with this, the new roof project, we'll actually have a deck up there on that second level with chairs and seating. You can go up there and have your lunch or have some ice cream and hang out and look at the scenery and look at Rocky Reach, the park, look at the lake. It'll be a great experience. Something that I would want to just go visit just to have lunch up there.
And I'm sure there will be people who do just that very thing, maybe get their morning coffee or something.
Right.
Though it depends on, I guess, on how early you would open in the morning.
Right.
Maybe
right.
Not too early. But Debbie, it all sounds like this is going to be awesome, a small inconvenience for a little while. What is that? Short-term loss for a long-term gain.
That's right. That's right. This is a very exciting project. It's a project that Casey and I and Bob have been working on for a very long time. We're excited to see it finally come to fruition. We've got a great contractor out of Seattle, Pacific Studios. They are the ones who are designing and building the displays that will go in the new Discovery Center. It's going to be a great, great experience for everybody. Just come along on the journey with us. Hop aboard, and it's going to be fun. The 18 months will fly by.
Debbie, Casey, thank you so much for swinging by today, and I look forward to getting out there, see what it's like now, and kind of watching the progress and then seeing what it's like afterwards.
Yeah, that would be great.